Representative Andrew Fleishman, a West Hartford Democrat, is co-chair of the legislature's Education Committee. He says some districts submitted school safety plans that the state deemed insufficient.
Some districts happened to have missed the mark, and there was not clear statutory guidance on what they should do in that instance. So now we've given it.
The bill says school districts can attempt to revise and improve their school safety plans, and if they still miss the mark, they'll be asked to install a model plan suggested by the state. Representative Mitch Belinsky, a Republican from Newtown, says he's disappointed the bill no longer includes $4 million in competitive grants that would help school districts provide students with safe transit to and from school. Education Committee co-chair Andrew Fleishman says the funding was removed because of state budget constraints. Fleishman says he hopes the idea will be brought up again next year. The school safety bill now goes to the state Senate. Dan Katz, WSHU News.